were in the apartment of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., better known long time ago as the Rat Pack. Seems they still, in their afterlife, are together. Sammy is busy in the kitchen while Dean and Frank are having a conversation in the living room. Frank is writing a letter, it seems, and Dean, of course, wants to know why.
Hey, Frank, what you doing? See you writing a letter.
I'm writing a letter to the manager of this place to tell him I want another room.
Manager's Brian Epstein now. You can just meet him in the bar tonight.
I mean, the very owner of this place, the godfather, the manager of everyone and everything.
You mean he, the man with the beard, sitting on top of a mountain?
Or a she, who can tell? No one has ever met the Almighty.
I'm not so sure about that. Ask Prince. Also, that Jamaican guy, Bob Marley, says he has seen God. But why you want another room anyway? We're fine here. You, me, and Sammy. Just like the old days. The good old rats, remember?
That's the point. I have enough of you, me, and Sammy. I need time of my own. It was great fun those days with you doing the Rat Pack. But I didn't expect I had to do my afterlife also with the three of us.
You better tell Sammy also. Well, we wait. Better as he closes the doors first. Sammy, can you hear me? Please close all doors and windows. Frank says he wants to go on his own and leave us.
Just tell him we will go too then. He can't leave without us.
That's the whole point. He has enough of you. Bring a bottle. We just get him drunk.
It's actually you, Dean Martin. Sammy is okay. Boy, have I come to hate you over the years.
Likewise, Frank. That's what we do. We entertainers and best friends on stage and enemies backstage.
I only found some tequila, but don't know if you should get drunk with it. It makes you see things.
Don't say stupid things. Frank even did songs about tequila. He can take it. Now, here you go, Frank. Drink and shut up about leaving us.
Luckily, we live ground floor. I have seen people jump out of windows because of tequila.
Yeah, now that would be something. Come on, Frank, don't be shy. Drink, you bastard.
I still want to see the godfather, that almighty manager who owns this island.
Your godfather, these bosses, they will let you know if and when they want to see you. It is no use writing them letters.
What are you guys talking about? Talking nonsense without me?
That's what we do, Sam. We entertainers talking nonsense and cashing the money because of it. The more nonsense, the more cash.
Oh, well, I am off to the kitchen. It is my turn doing the food. We're having oysters again tonight.
Damn, why oysters? We have been eating that whole week already.
Want to find a pearl? Just curious.
It's too much this afterlife, living with you guys. Just too much. I should have stayed with Mother and never should have accepted any growing up ever. If I had known, I would have ended up with you guys. Such a disappointment, this superstar paradise.
Don't be stupid. Here, take another sip. It's tequila. You're going to see things. Nice things, I hope.
I don't want to see things. I want a place of my own.
When this bottle is finished, you will have a place of your own. The toilet. Drink, bastard. We are entertainers, not crybabies. Drink.
Oysters coming up.
We cannot know if Frank in the end did get his own place and if his letter was actually delivered and to whom.
I knew a man.
Oysters coming up.
Ankles and he danced for you. In worn out shoes. Silver hair, ragged shirt, baggy pants. He went to the old soft shoe. He could jump so high, jump so high. And then he'd lightly touch down.